we do a quick Chaz and AJ phone poll?
Yes.
Who's working today?
See, me, you.
Are we working? I feel like we're here.
We're hanging out.
I feel like there's a lot of places where people are showing up, but they're there.
Just mailing it in?
You could call it that.
Right.
See, you have to do something to mail it in. Showing up.
Right.
I would love to visit the corporate offices, see what they're really doing.
What, our corporate?
No, not our corporate. Just corporate offices in general.
No.
No. I don't want to see any of them.
Our corporate, that's a beehive of activity. The most intelligent people working round the clock to make lives better.
Yeah, everyone works.
One of us are not working.
I mean, like everyone else.
Those places. No, our place is busy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like travelers. Yeah. Are they really working today?
No, Jennifer was off yesterday, and she went around town and did some stuff, and she's like, I don't think anyone on the planet's working. Wow. I'm like, well, look at the week, you know.
Yeah.
It's a short week. Mm-hmm.
They were doing reports, it felt like, every 10 minutes yesterday on our local news channel about Bradley and how busy it was. So I think a lot of people got out of here.
Yeah.
Yep, out of Dodge. Yep.
I'm tired. I don't feel like work. I feel like you people should call in and entertain us.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we have music. Like, amuse us for
it's
once.
It's like, hey, you do something.
We're more than halfway through the 11th month of the year. It's your turn.
I'm freaking tired over here.
Yes, I'm bored. Amuse me.
God.
Amuse me.
There's food drive and then a food drive.
You've been busy, man. You've been very busy, Chad.
The client thing I love, by the way. Oh, yeah. I love the food. All of this stuff is great, by the way. Like I kind of need that, you know, like the spirit to be filled.
Yeah.
You know, the cup to be filled and like the box did that. Just so many people coming up and saying nice things and giving. And they're like, thanks for what you're doing. I'm like, I'm just sitting in a box. I'm like, but thank you.
That's how you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it could be one jerk complaining about your work that sucks all of that out. It's like, man, I really needed to be replenished and feel appreciated. And then it's like one person complains about your work and you're like, you know what? I wish you the worst. You know what I mean?
One Merry Christmas to you.
Like you want to say, you want to call the person up and say, you know what? All year.
I hope your turkey's burned. I hope your cranberry sauce is grainy.
You're going to get on me for 8 seconds.
Rude.
Hope you get the trots.
I hope your stuffing's dry.
I file that stuff away.
Oh, me too.
I'm not Jesus. Yeah, forgive those transplants against you. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
You know what I did last night?
You can't because you're Jesus. Me, not so much.
I was really proud of myself. I'm trying something. Do something nice to your enemies. And just
do you have enemies?
Oh, I do. My second floor neighbor, if I could fight her outside, New Britain style, pull up.
Nice. What is New Britain style fighting?
Oh, I don't know. I'm
no
hard
rules.
Hard hitting, no rules.
Sand in the face.
No rules, though.
No rules,
goes.
And in
no
public.
Rules. And in
sand in the face.
No rules.
This lady has been so annoying to me with her boyfriend over late hours of the night.
Okay, I got it. I know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
The person you're least thankful for.
Oh, I love
okay,
that.
We'll do thankful tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay? 203-882-9757. Emily.
So she's so loud at like 3 a.m. when I get up early for PLR, making noises with her boyfriend. She has
what kind
son.
Of noises?
Oh, you know, animal noises. They're going
really?
At it. Doing crazy.
Oh,
he's
is she hot?
She's a single mom in her 40s. She can get it for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah. But she has a son who's like, should be sleeping. He has school. And I hear the guy, I'm like, sir.
Guy shouldn't make noises.
Oh, I know. It's like, are you okay?
He's trying to lift the couch.
Guy's got to be quiet during that.
He's going crazy. Smooth. And it's gross.
Do women want to hear noises?
We don't want to hear him sounding like he's like, ooh.
We don't want to hear him. But if it's like Brad Pitt or something, do we want to hear that?
I don't know.
No. It's
more
like,
some slapping is like, ooh,
no one sounds
that's
good.
Spicy. But I don't want to hear him like, oh.
Yeah, like furniture moving.
Yeah.
No. I want to hear a Tarzan yell.
Right. But so, you know, right? Yeah, do something crazy.
I can't tell if I'm learning more about him. family's neighbor, Emily, right now.
I'm going to hang at her house.
But she gets mad at me waking up early, and we've had some crazy text messages back and forth.
What are you supposed to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, how noisy are you when you wake up?
I'm not loud at all, but because it's early, when she's had sex all night, I'm inconveniencing her. I'm like, sorry, I'm waking up going to a job. And then she like tried to tell me I couldn't have my dog in my apartment. I was like, I got permission. Don't fight me, like, because I'll fight you back. So whatever, we had our peace. I just ignored her because she
Did you say that to her?
I said that over text. I was like, I got permission for this. We're not going to fight over this. Like
in bold caps.
And so
that's when you know it's
loud. So then I let it go. Yeah. I was like, because she was sent me this crazy text trying to lie and say all this stuff, and I was like, you know what? I'm not responding back. And then the last night, I saw her coming up with her son, and she had three bags of groceries heavy, and she's on the second floor. I was hands-free, boop, 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 and I thought, I go up my stairs, I kept the door open for her, and I'm like, you know what? She's going to have to make another trip to get that other bag. Let me go down and grab it for her, and I'll leave it at her stoop, and that way it saves her a trip. I could not believe who took over me. Some angel, and I like did that good deed for her.
What the hell?
Wow. I know, and I was like, shocked myself, but I felt this like weight in my body lift. I felt really calm.
So do something nice is what you're saying.
Surprise yourself
to the person
and
you don't
your
want
enemy. Like she did not think that
you consider her an enemy.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just a, really?
Because she came for me and my dog. Enemy.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Because she just seems annoying. She doesn't seem
she's annoying. She's loud. She's dirty. She leaves pizza out on the balcony. And I'm like, cool, now we're going to get mice. Like, she's disgusting.
That's for other places.
That's
and
not
my,
hot.
My thing is I'm clean. I take really good care of that apartment like it's my home. And I, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I gotcha.
Enemy.
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 Dead to me. Dead to me.
Don't threaten me and my dog.
Okay.
Kick your ass.
So you do this nice thing.
Yeah.
And did she say thank you?
She did. She was really nice. And then her son goes, oh, Emily's nice. She's so nice, but she's sus. And I'm like, oh.
She's what?
Sus.
Sus.
Which is something young kids say for suspicious. But this kid's like four. I don't think he even knew what he meant. But I'm like, I wonder what you hear your mom talk about me. Because that's when it's going to come out.
And then go ahead, Dylan. Keep talking.
What else? Yeah. What else does mommy say about Emily?
What are the words? Here's a candy bar. What did she say?
All right. 203-882-9757. Person you're least thankful for. Eric.
Hey.
Hey. I have a feeling you're calling in on something else. That's all right.
Drunk Fonzie.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say I'm working.
Okay. Doing what?
On a dead end street, closed off. But I mean, you know, I'm here.
Okay, you're the guy with the sign. Slow and stop.
Yeah. Yes, traffic control with Eric.
Traffic control. I like that. That's a good title.
Nice.
What do you do? I'm traffic control.
Whoa.
That's cool.
I get yelled at, things thrown at me.
That's not good. Right. Yeah.
All right, so, what did AJ say?
Bad things. I got hand warmers yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, I apologize.
Sorry.
I'll recognize you if you come by too many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can always tell the locals. They're the ones that ain't speeding.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They got it down. Yep.
The person you're least thankful for, Eric, is who?
Oh, I would have to say it's my sister.
Oh, no.
Oh. Why would
I didn't think about that at all.
Well, there was, you know, I had a rough life. Mama was a hippie and daddy was a workaholic.
Right.
You know, and sisters always thought she was better than everybody. Well, when mom passed away, she hasn't seen mom in 20 years.
She swooped right in for the goodies.
Oh, exactly. No, she undersold the house for like $65,000, and it was worth way more than that. And then because
somewhere Jonathan Carbuti's twitching. Go ahead.
Forrest Whitaker eye.
Yeah, but since then, you know, it's just been me and the kid, and we've been roughing it and toughing it out, and right now, I'm currently in a battle because I won't let DCF in my house.
Oh, boy.
Damn, man.
But I got all the evidence and all the proof.
Okay, you know, good. All right. We're going to skip that part. So what can we do? Can we do something nice for you?
Oh, man.
What do you need?
Something nice would be great. What do I need? A lawyer for DCF.
Oh.
Do we have one of those?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's plenty of listeners.
Yeah.
You know, I have all doctor's notes and school records.
I don't want to get into that mess. That's I've heard the stories. I don't think I can help you there. But do you need food or like
hand warmers,
heroin? Just kidding.
You know, something easier.
Yeah.
Without the fentanyl.
Yeah, we have on us right now.
Yeah. Meth, I could get you.
Less controversial.
I don't know what it does, but I heard things. Right. I thought this would be like the phone's going nuts, and we're like, wow, this is a great bit. We have to do this all the time.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the angry folks?
Yeah.
I think people want to be nice, unlike us.
No, come on. I know you got it in you, people.
It's like, I know. I've driven with you on the highways. You're not that nice.
No way.
Right. I was behind you online, you complaining bastard.
No way.
Yeah, we're looking for, person you're least thankful for. You don't have to use names.
Yeah.
Speak in code.
Exactly. That person.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be nice all of a sudden.
I got some clown.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming. They're going to be nice. It's like, oh, please. Knock it off.
Yeah.
We could be nice tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
You're just venting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta air out the bad stuff and help out the good stuff in.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Right. To get in the spirit of the holidays, we need to have an anger dump.
Right. Out with the bad, in with the good. Out with the bad, in with the good.
Emily did it. She did a great job.
I felt great.
Right.
That's right.
Like a pro.
Wow, that was professional, 100%.
Yes, it was. I got somebody.
Uber Tim. Hold on, AJ.
Okay.
We're going to get to you. Uber Tim.
Sure.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
I'll tell you who I'm the least thankful for is these friggin' Tesla drivers that are just driving in and out, cutting me off all morning.
There we go.
They're killing me over here.
They're killing me. Milford. The Tesla drivers in Milford.
Tesla drivers are the worst, man. Right. I wish their cars would break down. I swear to God.
Really? All of them?
Run out of juice. Yeah, hope you run out of juice.
All the Tesla drivers.
Yeah.
They just weave in and out like it's nothing. I mean, like, they just barely, just like they're parallel parking in traffic. You have no idea.
Okay.
I wish an EMP would hit those cars, man.
An EMP. What is that?
Did you say EMT?
That's an electric magnetic pulse.
Oh.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You want a disruptor.
The car just
want to disrupt the flow.
Those Teslas. Right. And all you have are gas running engines where people drive normal.
All right. Thank you, Uber Tim.
Have a good one.
You hear how he sounded lighter when he got off the phone?
Much better. Much better.
See, now I know a lot of people who have Teslas. I have one family member who has two. So,
right.
Yeah. But we're not judging here. You call in.
No.
If it makes you feel better, do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who are you least thankful for?
Right.
Zach in New Haven.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Hey.
Morning.
So I'm kind of getting fed up with my kid's doctor's office calling my wife and I because, you know, you bring your kid to the doctor for a regular checkup, whatever, and, you know, your kids are, you know, they don't want to be there, so you don't really pay the copay, like, right at the counter, so then they send you a bill in the mail and stuff. But it hasn't been, I haven't even gotten some of these bills yet for the co-pays and stuff. And I'm getting phone calls left and right where they're like, oh, hey, just so you know, you have a $14 bill that's coming up in 2 weeks, and just make sure you pay it, okay? When we're like, oh, It's not like it's thousands of dollars you're looking for. It's every week.
Yeah, relax.
Like, oh, you've got a bill coming.
Yeah, you're a multi-billion dollar corporation. Dial it down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. My $14 isn't going to put you over. Like, are you... you have nothing to do.
Close the office. We're broke.
You can't bother me.
I have 100% gotten those calls from a giant entity worth billions. And, yeah, I got this stupid bill. It was $222. I'm like, that's an odd number. It came in my phone. I'm like, I feel like this is a scam. I don't think I click on this and pay this. I'm waiting for the paper bill. Oh, boy.
Haven't even gotten the paper bill yet.
Exactly.
It's coming in.
I'm
the
a paper bill
due.
Person. I want to see it came from you.
Same.
Yeah, I don't want this stupid email or text thing, you know?
No.
And I felt like I was in the movie, you know, where the kid on the bike, $2! Here's my $2!
Would you run out of pens?
Yeah. What is that? Better Off Dead?
Better Off Dead, yes.
$2!
$2.
I'm with you, Zach. That's a great call. Right. So you're least thankful for your kid's doctor's office. Good.
Right.
Love
Zach.
It.
Gotcha.
Well, no.
The way they do their billing.
They've never called. My kids are 5 and 2. They've never called like this before. But now all of a sudden, they're just hammering us every week with calls.
That's weird.
I'm hearing sirens behind me.
I was just
going to
say.
They called the cops on you.
You're in more trouble than you think.
Wow. You're a day late.
$14.
That's extreme.
All right, thank you. Great call.
Nice.
Chris in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, first thing I want to say, I want to add to that guy. We got to add the Honda Accord drivers in. I'm sorry.
Really?
You know, you see these guys. You see one pass, you're doing 100 miles an hour at least once a day in the parkway. That's not why I called.
Okay.
I'm really hating on the person that every day, you know, it's one person, and they have to start it on the Merritt Parkway. As they're approaching the tunnel, they jam on their brakes.
Oh.
And then for the rest of the afternoon, there's a 5-mile traffic jam towards that tunnel every day.
That brake toucher.
The road is just as wide, right? I mean, the tunnel's no smaller than the highway. Why do we have to slow down?
Because someone has anxiety and they start.
They have a really tall forehead. You have a tall forehead.
You put your brakes on when you go through the tunnel?
No, I'm like, no. I hate those people too. I'm with
I hit the gas. Okay. I gun it. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. In 1988, I had a brand new IROC. I would go in that tunnel. And I would hit that gas. I would push gas pedal through the floor. Just you would hear that car. It sounded like it was a NASA rocket blasting off in Texas.
That's
it was. I got a boner doing that.
I'll never need a woman.
Don't look in the car.
Now it's the morons with the crackle packs doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Crackle packs.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the pop pops. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, great call.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.